light. There we go. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Joint Committee on Marijuana Regulation to order. We have one item on our agenda tonight. It's a public hearing on House Bill 2556, and I understand there's a -3 amendment that the sponsor will describe when she testifies. So, Adam.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2566 defines marijuana paraphernalia, makes unlawful sale or delivery of marijuana paraphernalia a Class A violation, provides exceptions to unlawful sale or delivery of marijuana paraphernalia. There is a -3 amendment the committee is being asked to consider. The -3 amendment replaces the measure, defines marijuana pipe, and makes sale or delivery of a marijuana pipe to someone under 21 a Class C violation.
Okay, and we'll start out with Representative Hack and Anna Bowles.
Good evening, co-chairs Burdick and Leininger, members of the committee. I am Jody Hack, state representative for House District 19. Thank you for having me this evening. I have brought forward to you House Bill 2556 and the -3 amendment. I'd like to make it clear that for all of those who have not had the opportunity to review the -3, that it replaces the original bill. We had many discussions with local pipe vendors, head shops, and glass blowers, and believe we have cleared up their concerns with the -3 amendments. 2556 and the -3 discards all of the complaints put forward in the original bill and simply makes the sale and purchase of marijuana pipes to those who are 21 and over. If a retailer is caught selling marijuana pipes to minors who are under the age of 21, it constitutes a Class C violation. Recreational and marijuana products by law are exclusively sold to those who are 21 and over. We'll see what happens with the tobacco bill that's actually on the Senate side for the 21 and over. But these products are exclusively for 21 and over, and this should close the loophole for the pipes, the sale of pipes to those that are 21 and over. This came to me through a constituent concern. He did not want to be here tonight, but had an issue with a young son who had gotten a pipe from a convenience store and ended up purchasing some marijuana, and through smoking marijuana then ended up trying other types of drugs. And it was a very sad story, and he asked that I consider dropping a piece of legislation that would keep marijuana paraphernalia out of the hands of kids. So the original bill was drafted. It was extremely broad and really far-reaching. And not knowing what a head shop was, I'll be honest, or glass blowers or anything like that, I had to get educated. And so I spent some time talking to some head shop owners and those that do the glass blowing, and came up with the proposed -3 amendment. So I'm just going to read through that a little bit in hopes that some of the folks that are here in opposition, maybe they hadn't had an opportunity to actually read the amendments, because it does replace the entire first piece of legislation that was dropped. So the -3 says that as used in this section, marijuana pipe means an object that is marketed to be used for or that is designed for inhaling a marijuana item. It is unlawful for a person to sell or deliver or to possess with intent to sell or deliver a marijuana pipe to a person who is under 21 years of age. It is unlawful for a retailer of marijuana pipes to possess a marijuana pipe in the retailer's place of business if the marijuana pipe is accessible by a person who is under 21 years of age, or if the retailer has not prominently posted that a person who is under 21 years of age may not enter the area where the retailer keeps the marijuana pipe. Violation would be a Class C violation. That's all the bill says. That's it.
So this is the -3 amendment is a complete replacement for the bill.
Yes.
And so people, Adam, do you know how long this amendment has been on OLS?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the -3 amendment was posted to OLS around 12:30 yesterday.
Okay. So For members of the audience, we had a little bit of confusion at our last hearing as it regards the original bill versus the amendment. This amendment is actually the bill now, so everything that you see in the bill is gone, and the only thing that we're talking about is the material that's in the Dash 3 amendment. Okay?
And it's just the sale of marijuana pipes to those. Can't sell it to anybody under the age of 21.
Okay. And yeah. Ms. Bowles, did you want to testify as well?
Yes. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Chair Leininger, and members of the committee. My name is Anna Bowles, and I'm a resident of Salem, Oregon. Thank you for the opportunity to let me testify before you today. I'm here to support my bill, I'm here to voice my support for House Bill 2556 with the Dash 3 Amendment. House Bill 2556 is just a common sense bill. It simply makes the sale and purchase of marijuana pipes 21 and over. Since you need to be 21 to legally purchase marijuana, then you should be 21 to purchase the pipes that help to use the substance. I believe we should do all that we can to keep marijuana out of the hands of minors, and it's something that I don't believe a lot of you or a lot think is a serious problem that I really want to stress on, and the negative impact of the substance is significant. This bill is one step to help restrict it from the underage youth. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the committee. Senator Pruszynski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we have a definition of what a marijuana pipe is? I didn't see one in the statutes as to identifying and knowing that say many apparatuses have been used in ingenuity-wise to consume marijuana. So I'm just wondering if we have a definition that we're going to be enforceable.
That would probably be, co-chairs and Senator Pruszynski, probably a question for LC we would need to ask. They're the ones that decided that they would classify it as a pipe. And some of that came, honestly, on, the request, too, of the retailers that were pretty concerned about the idea that it's, sometimes the bongs are art. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to be cognizant of making sure we didn't make it too broad, but that pipe was what they thought to be a narrower definition. But we could certainly have LC clarify that.
Madam Chair.
Senator Pruszynski.
This is more to just set the record, because I think many of us would think as a quote-unquote marijuana pipe might be a glass-blown pipe, but clearly a tobacco pipe could be used to consume marijuana. And so I'm just not sure. It seems to me if we're going to try to identify it as a specific type of pipe, that we'll need some definitions. And the Dash 3 does not have that. And I put in the term marijuana pipe, and nothing popped up as a definition within the statutes. And I don't know if council has any guidance for us.
Co-chairs and Senator Pruszynski, we originally started out with paraphernalia. Which the idea was to encompass all of the pipes and the things they used to smoke with, and ran up against several roadblocks because they said that they had used those under the preface of tobacco. And so, again, this was an attempt to try to narrow the scope.
Right.
And obviously we do have, there's some legislation on your side about the 21 and over tobacco, which would probably take care of that issue, but maybe not. I think LC was thinking this would possibly narrow that and take care of the marijuana side while you're dealing with the 21 and over tobacco side by saying it is a marijuana pipe, not a tobacco pipe. Okay. So, but again, LC would be a better one to define that than
there.
Me.
And one last question or statement, I guess. Not only do you have marijuana pipes, you also have pipes that some people refer to as meth pipes. And so I think that's something else that we would need to have clarification with LC.
Co-chairs, Senator Pruszynski, I am just dealing with the amendment says marijuana pipe.
Right.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Senator Cruz?
Yeah, I think we may need to look at excluding the word pipe and dealing more specifically, because I remember back in the day using many, many forms, and you know, if you used a regular pipe, you could walk downtown, and you know, if you mixed it with some pipe tobacco, you could mask the smell too.
Well, way too much, Cruz.
Statute of limitations ran out 30 years ago. I'm not worried. But you know,
but my mom's still alive.
I mean, it's, you know, you can get too broad in paraphernalia. I mean, I can think of many, many legitimate devices I use for roach clips at some point in time, too. So, you know, the word pipe, we may need to narrow it some, I think.
Co-chairs and Senator Cruz, we started out that way listing roach clips and everything originally, and we're told that that was too broad. And so we narrowed it to say that an object that is marketed to be used for or that is designed for inhaling a marijuana item.
Okay.
So,
but then you get into a list. So,
I know. And if I may, co-chairs, I think that by trying to possibly work with some of the groups that are here tonight that you're going to hear from, we may have gone too narrow. And we may need to rebroaden this a little bit, but that'll be up to some discussions, I think, with your committee and legislative council.
Thank you. We're not going to get into this level of detail tonight. If we get serious about moving the bill, we'll take it up at that time. Any other questions from the committee? Thank you. Okay, next we'll hear from Rob Bovet.
Madam Co-Chairs, members of the committee, for the record, Rob Bovet, Legal Counsel, Association of Oregon Counties. I'm really only here to answer your questions. If you do have any questions about the consistency of the dash threes with what we have already baked into, pun intended, I guess, Senate Bill 302A, Section 14, is virtually a recodification of existing paraphernalia law. We had to break it out between marijuana paraphernalia and other paraphernalia. And it creates a Class B violation using the existing language from existing statutes that deals with all the paraphernalia. This would just carve out pipes specifically for a one-grade lower-level offense at Class C violation without the intent or a piece of the intent. So current law and what's in Senate Bill 302 requires that in order to commit the offense of selling marijuana paraphernalia to someone under 21, that it be something designed to be used for marijuana and that the person selling know that the intended use is to consume marijuana. The dash threes don't include that latter piece and create a lower level offense, essentially a strict liability offense if you have a retailer that sells to someone under 21 without knowing that they were intending to use it for the consumption of marijuana. So I'm really here to answer if you have any questions about what we've already covered in 302.
Please.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. So existing law prior to Senate Bill 302 is that, I just want to make sure I understand this correctly, that selling paraphernalia to a minor when the seller knows that the minor has the intent to use it to smoke marijuana actually is already an offense. It's a higher level offense, but it requires intentionality or knowing that that's the intent as opposed to it being a strict liability offense.
That's correct. That's under current law, and that's what we've recrafted in Senate Bill 302, which is on the House floor tomorrow. It's already passed the Senate. And this would remove that second piece, so you wouldn't have to, the seller wouldn't have to know they intended essentially strict liability. If you sell it to them and they're under 21 and it is something designed to smoke marijuana, then you commit the offense.
Okay.
That's very useful information. Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rob, I'm just curious. Hey, you go to these street fairs and that, and there are people selling glassware, you know, little birds and things like that, and along with that, things that you and I might call a marijuana pipe. How do you deal with that?
Well,
the intent, what was your intent in buying this?
Co-chairs and Senator Beyer, yes, in essence, Measure 91 itself basically created a standard for the trier of fact to make the determination about whether or not it was intended to be marijuana paraphernalia versus other drug paraphernalia, and gave essentially six criteria that a trier of fact is to evaluate, and we've preserved those in 302. And so this would essentially be yet another layer upon that, a lower level offense without having any intent that it be used. So your question is very good. I could read off the six things that a trier of fact is directed to look at, but fundamentally it gets to exactly what you just said.
So somebody could say, well, no, I bought it to blow bubbles with.
Madam Co-Chairs and Senator Beyer, yes, you could certainly try that defense. I will tell you that as a former district attorney and prosecutor, we really don't prosecute many, if any, drug paraphernalia offenses because they're not a high priority, again, pun intended, and really they're difficult to prosecute, and they're just a violation anyways. So take it for what it's worth.
Kind of what I was thinking.
I'm not sure how you blow bubbles with a carburetor, but
there's also they could also be used for bed bases. Any other questions from the committee? Thank you.
But they do.
William Ackerman, Dakota Nelson, and Corey Bernhardt.
You can buy that for blowing bubbles. I mean, there's only one thing to buy it for.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. Thank you for letting us speak. My name is William Ackerman. I'm co-owner of a small business in Wilsonville called Paradox. Previously, we were more worried about this bill because it was essentially...
Can you speak in the microphone?
Yes, sir. Sorry. It would essentially exclude smoker head shops from being able to, you know, carry what would be deemed a marijuana pipe, which we can tell is hard to define based on the current paraphernalia laws. I've heard carburetor thrown around as the defining factor, you know, in being a tobacco or a marijuana pipe. But my main concern at this point is, where do medical marijuana patients fall in this proposed legislation? Are they able to purchase? Because, I mean, I know somebody who got their card at 13, and he was able to purchase pipes from friends. I'm not going to name names, obviously, but they were doing it because he had his medical marijuana card and he needed something to be able to smoke his medicine with. So what exclusions would be granted with this legislation that would allow that to happen in the current state of you know, the proposal?
Or you have an Thank exception. You. Let's go next. Thank you.
I have some visual aids. May I grab them? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can see someone had a marijuana card and you can prove that's them.
And I'm glad that
you
brought
your
up
name
that point.
On the, can you put your name on the record?
Please? Oh, my name is Dakota Nelson. I live in Multnomah County, and I manage Mellow Mood in Portland. And I'm glad that you brought up the medical marijuana, because I wanted to first respectfully correct Representative Hack that marijuana is strictly 21 plus in the medical marijuana program. You do not need to be 21 to have your card. You don't need to be 18 to have your card. So that is definitely a concern that I think needs to be brought up when looking at this bill. And I find it troublesome, and I think we all are having some troubles classifying something as a marijuana pipe or a tobacco pipe. It's an object. It's a vessel. I find it art. The glass pipe has become its own artistic medium. It's a movement that started actually in Oregon about 35 plus years ago, and it has gone, and now it's a part of Americana. It is a very, very intrinsic American art form and art movement. Now, there are glass blowers blowing pipes around the globe, but most of it is in America. And we're very fortunate in Oregon because not only, I would guess, I don't have the strict numbers on this, but I think per capita we probably have the most glass blowers here. We also have the most glass companies producing beautiful colors and materials for these glass blowers to work with. Thank you. This movement has, as I said, is firmly rooted in Oregon, and Bob Snodgrass, 30-some years ago, discovering that if he put silver into a flame, it would off-gas, and he could capture that off-gas in glass, and it would turn the glass blue. Or if he used gold, it would off-gas, and it would turn the glass pink. And if you used both, you'd have a whole rainbow. This is Oregon. This is one of the great Oregon craft industries. And it's been documented in TV, in movies, even back in a 2012 Wall Street Journal article. And actually, one of the pieces of art featured in that article is on permanent display in our shop. If any of you are in Portland, you'd be more than welcome to stop in and see it. It's quite beautiful. What is exciting about this movement is that the collectors are young, and you don't have a lot of young collectors of art. And not only are they young, overwhelmingly they're young men. These young men are now interested in art, and they know artists and styles, and they know things from the Italian Renaissance. They know what a filicello is, a reticello. They know about Milli Fiori or Marini, and it's a very exciting thing. Yes. Oh, this one I need last. If you could do this, that would be great. Thank you. This movement, as I said, is an Oregon craft industry, and our business, a local small business, will be negatively impacted by the passage of this bill. Yeah.
Wow.
If 18 to 20-year-olds cannot buy a pipe from their local pipe, mm-hmm. Yeah, from Yahats.
Wow. Beautiful.
If actually all of these are Oregon artists. This, yeah, you can put it up there, absolutely. Mako, Dolores Noggle, who was in Portland but is now going to school in Eugene, and Buck, who's very, very famous, who's out of Yahats. And yes, all Oregon glass blowers made with color produced in Oregon. So if 18 to 20-year-olds cannot buy a pipe from their local pipe shop, they will find one. They will find one online. In the case of those of us in Portland, they're going to go across the bridge to Vancouver and pick one up. There will be a negative financial impact for glass blowers and for our shops. There already is one. We had plans as a company to expand to a third shop in Portland this month, which we put a screeching halt to when this bill was introduced. There would probably be another six employees in our business had, you know, this hiccup had not occurred. A major concern of mine is our ability to compete nationally. This is a big national movement, and now a large part of the industry is actually having gallery shows where the work of an artist is exhibited. We were fortunate enough to curate one of these shows last summer, and hundreds of people from around the country came, New York, Massachusetts, California, Florida, Colorado, came to Portland, flew into PDX, rented cars, took Ubers, taxis, rented hotel rooms, ate in local eateries, and came to our show and bought art. If we are forced to make our store 21 plus, beyond negatively impacting our day-to-day sales, it will be a significantly more challenging to book these shows, as an artist would most likely probably want to go to Denver, where they'd have a larger demographic to sell to. The national standard for pipe sales is 18 years old. Please do not put shops like ours and Oregon glass blowers at a disadvantage in competing in this exciting national industry that began in Oregon. Like, it started here, and now you're going to kind of yank the rug out from under us. I do understand what Representative Heck is trying to do, and I feel awful for her constituent. I'm a mother, and I would never want to see my daughter go down such a rough road as it sounds as her constituent son did. And so I think it's probably a good idea to keep pipes out of all age convenience stores, but allow us to sell to adults. And adults are defined as 18 over. You can serve your country. If you get in trouble, you serve adult time. You can buy a gun when you're 18 without people assuming your intent with it. Now, this one wasn't made in Oregon. You probably couldn't buy this in a Fred Meyer, but this is made by Italian master Cesare Toffolo. It's a martini glass. Inherent in the name, martini glass means it's for an alcoholic beverage. Anybody can purchase that. Why do we have a different standard for pipes?
May we take a picture of these and put it in the record?
Absolutely. Please.
Thank you. These are beautiful pieces. Okay. Would you like to start your testimony?
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. My name is Corey Bernhardt. I own Pirate Glass. It's a glass blowing production company with retail space and wholesale distribution in Sutherland, Oregon, which is just north of Roseburg. I've been blowing glass since about 2003, and I've been a resident of Oregon since a little after 2004. I'm a Native American artist myself. I work hard to do what I do. I'm proud of all the things that I do. I fear that House Bill 2566 will possibly create a huge boost in non-tax and import sales, along with other 21-year-olds going to that demographic and of other above 21-year-olds going to that demographic, with taking money away from Oregon companies and American companies all around, period. We will lose money. We cannot continue to send money out of America and expect us to have a revenue or any type of income at all. Import companies do not verify ages of the customers they're selling to. They do not. There is no way for them to verify over the fact that the person says, yes, I'm over 21 on a little thing, a disclaimer. That's not going to stop anybody. That's not going to stop a single person from doing anything. They have no care for federal laws. They have no care for EPA laws. The glass that they produce is dangerous. The things that they produce is dangerous. I've bought some items for my store before once, and I won't do it again because of the fact that, say, a Frit piece that I got, which is broken glass, was melted, supposed to be melted on the inside, and it wasn't properly melted in. And you could run a little piece of something to clean the pipe out, and broken glass would come out. So that broken glass would be going inside the customer's lungs and damaging their lungs for their life. So there is no standards of these people's work. We take pride in our work. We have been in business since 2003 and will not give up on our pride. Also, the tax revenue from smoke shops, glass blowing production shops, manufacturing companies for the materials and oxygen, propane, electricity will plummet. It will simply plummet. We are in between the tens to hundreds of thousands of people that are employed by this corporation of industry of glass. Manufacturing, distribution, retail sales. We sell stuff to other states, yes, that does help as well, but Oregon is a main cash crop for distribution and manufacturing of glass. And this is something that you're going to take away from the table of people trying to eat. If they can't create enough money, they're going to have to illegally create this money basically by selling to people that are underage. So you're going to take away the money that they could be potentially making and making them go into a black market and then forcing them basically into a judicial system that's going to continue to circulate them because that is their only way of making money. They've been doing this for years. It's going to affect businesses everywhere, not just glass blowing. It's going to affect oxygen. It's going to affect propanes, other manufacturing distribution companies. Along with economic drop in glass blowing materials and companies like that, you'll have to cut employees for all businesses of that sort. Oxygen, propane, electricity, medical distributions, things like that. And we also make other things that aren't like we were just saying. This is a piece of aquamation that was placed into a piece of glass. A friend of mine, his mother had passed away. This is more aquamation with diachroic in the background. We make things that are not just pipes. So these things are easily items that can be sold to underage people that do not smoke. Now, unfortunately, this being those items, because of what the store that I have, it is a smoke shop, I can't technically sell to the people that are under the age of 18, but I still can sell from the age of 18 to 21. So I still have a good demographic of collectors of being able to do so. I was thinking of opening a separate art gallery for being able to have people under the age of 18 to purchase, but yet again, that's more money and time than things that I have to work on, which would be very hard to do if I'm being crippled by having to only sell to 21 and over. The crime increase would go through the roof. Glass blowers would have to sell to everyone and everyone. People would be losing their jobs. They'd be homeless. They'd have to be either addicted to drugs or having to sign some way just to get by. So it's not something that would be great. The marijuana industry, yes, would greatly profit from this, but you got to remember, most of the people in the marijuana industry, they don't focus their purchasing towards American craft. They usually want to focus towards the cheapest, quickest product that you can get out that door, and that's going to be an import product. Those import products are cheaply made, usually have a lead content, cadmium content, or any type of metal content that's very bad for you. And customers are not warned about this. They're not told about this. They're not notified of anything. So that's one thing that I think that people should really understand, that the products that are coming from these foreign countries, they don't care about our well-being, nor will they ever, ever. Maybe that also possibly that there is somebody in the not quite your community or somebody around that maybe thinks that they may profit from this bill. Maybe it's something to look into. I don't know. Possible. Glassblowers make things constantly, and we've been changing our market. We've had to adapt to tobacco pipes. We've had to adapt to the recreational marijuana sites. We've had to adapt through times from a Venetian Italian when we started making originally glassware. Don't get me wrong, I would love to make art all day long, but I have to make pipes to pay the bills. My kid does not eat glass. I'm sorry. I love him, but I'm not going to try to make him eat that. So plain and simply, anybody can purchase anything. If what my proposal would be is to do more paraphernalia like what she said here, getting the paraphernalia into the people that's only going to be specifically for the 18 and over area, getting rid of the corner markets, the convenience stores that are selling these import products, and the people that are putting the products in front of your children, and people that are not supposed to be seeing these. You know, Oregon state law says that you're not supposed to have a glass pipe, tobacco pipe, in front of a child. But go to any convenience market or a gas station, yet again, you're going to see that blasted in front of all your children. Same thing with alcohol and same thing with everything else, tobacco, the whole nine yards. You're not supposed to advertise it, but yet again, they're putting it right in front of them. So I propose you go along with the people that are following the regulations now to work with you, and the community can continue to make the commerce grow here and keep the money here in America versus having to take the money overseas to where the point where we're not going to have any money, we're not going to have any commerce. All children will have no life if we don't keep our money here, if we don't keep the economy growing.
Thank
you for your time.
Questions from the committee? Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing that beautiful artwork with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next two witnesses, take your time while they pack up their artwork here. Sean Fogarty and Andrew Likas. The best visual aids ever. Welcome.
Either way, go right ahead.
Okay.
Take it.
Hi, my name's Andrew Likas. I'm the owner of a smoke shop in Portland called Mellow Mood, and I'd like to thank the members of the committee for taking the time to listen to my concerns. My main concern with this bill is it's impossible to draw a line between what a tobacco pipe is and what a marijuana pipe is. It's impossible to draw a line between what a tobacco pipe is and a marijuana pipe is until it is used. All styles of pipes have been used for both tobacco and marijuana. There are some styles of pipes that are more commonly used for one or the other, but there is a lot of overlap in the middle. Rolling papers are used for both tobacco and marijuana. If this bill passes as is, I would be forced to divide my store into two areas, and it would be very difficult to decide which products to put in which area. Ultimately, it would be left up to the discretion of whoever is enforcing the law, which means it would be applied differently by various people. I also believe it would be applied differently at big businesses like Walmart and Plaid Pantry than it would be at a small business like my store. For this reason, I ask you to oppose the bill.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Madam Co-Chairs and the committee. My name is Sean Fogarty.
Step back from
yeah,
the
sorry.
Mic.
My name is Sean Fogarty. I'm a buyer for a smoke shop in Portland, Oregon, called 82nd Avenue Tobacco and Pipe. I'm here to oppose the bill. I'm not necessarily here to oppose the bill. I'm here to pose some questions about the bill that have come up for me. The nature of our smoke shop. Senate Bill 754 affects our business to the fact that we have indoor smoking and self-service tobacco. So House Bill 2556 is actually kind of moot for us. We're not going, if and supposedly when Senate Bill 754 goes through, that's going to make our store 21 plus regardless because of the tobacco. I do feel it is important for me to be here and bring up the point, though, for the other shops that are out there, for the galleries that are out there that employ 18 to 21 year olds. What is going to happen to those employees when this goes into effect? The way that HB 2556 is amended and written, it basically says that if you are under 21, you cannot be in you cannot have access to those pipes. So, what happens? Do you just leave those people in the lurch? It also doesn't affect us because we currently don't employ anybody under 21, but some of our best employees have started at our store under 21. It's oppressively vague, the bill. Another thing is that if the bill is designed to keep products out of the hands of those under 21 and to get it out of corner marts and such, then the phrase or the term displayed should be used in conjunction with accessible, because if the whole point is to keep this from keep minors from seeing these products, then we should keep minors from seeing these products. I'd like to just say that I agree with Andrew and Dakota and the previous speakers about the definition of a marijuana pipe and what makes that a pipe. I'm not going to be redundant here, but I own a number of pipes that have never been smoked through. So is it a tobacco pipe, a marijuana pipe, or a piece of art? I bought them specifically for the purpose of who made them and the art that they were. Lastly, from the artist's perspective, I also happen to be a beginning glass artist, and I can tell you that there's probably not a single glass blower out there that would not support taking import glass out of corner markets. We all think that that's a great idea. We all want to support each other. We all want ourselves to succeed locally and not have to compete with that. So we're in support of that. But it's just far too vague to make that happen. And lastly, I just want to once again say that I very, very, very much agree with everything Dakota said about the art world, about the fact that this is an amazing, amazing form of contemporary art. Worldwide, it is not anywhere near the extent that it is here in the States. And we have a amazing opportunity here, and to just squash art is really sad. So thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you. Oh, did you want to question?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Just wanted to ask a question about the, and I wish I would have done it before, the very beautiful ornate glass that we looked at just a few moments ago. If you were to guess how many people buy those pipes for smoking tobacco, proportionally speaking, what would you say? How many people actually purchase those to smoke tobacco versus weed?
I would say that the number of people that purchase glass pipes for in my store for smoking tobacco is it happens. I will say that it happens. It happens, and we sell our stuff for tobacco use. We have for a long time, and I have sold glass pipes with tobacco on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm. So, if I may just follow up, in Section 2 of the bill, it says, "As used in this section, marijuana pipe means an object that's marketed to be used for, or that is designed for inhaling a marijuana item." So, I guess my question would be, would you say, generally speaking, the glass pipes that we saw are marketed to be used for inhaling weed?
I can't personally say that, because that buck piece, I would never smoke through that buck piece. That buck piece is a beautiful piece of art and would sit on a shelf, and I would feel that it would just, it would be a bad idea. So
As soon as you smoke out of it, too, it'll lose, you know, the majority of its value. It's kind of like a collectible Star Wars toy. Once you take it out of the box, its value is gone. So with the high-end pipes, generally they never get used. And I also own a number of pipes that I never have used and never intend on ever using. It's more just a piece of artwork.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been very educational.
Now you know why your piece.
Yes.
It's going to stay clean.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tom Burns and Bobby Saberi.
I think you should bring that piece down. Compare.
Well, I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings, because mine is so beautiful.
I think you could get some rabbits.
Co-chairs and members, I'm Tom Burns. I'm here on behalf of Chalice Farms today. Chalice Farms is has four retail outlets in the Multnomah County area. And on the face of it, this is a bill that perhaps we ought to like, because it might drive business to us, if to the extent that the head shops are closed down. We do not want the business. That's not the business that we're here to do. We're here the business to sell marijuana and cannabis. And the thought of having to provide pipes for our customers is not something that we want to do, and something that we do. We are also very concerned about the medical side. It was raised, and I do need to say that if we had to begin to provide marijuana paraphernalia for our medical patients, we would. But it's not something we want to do. We prefer them to get their paraphernalia from some other store and then come to us for their medicines. I'm also a little concerned about some of the definitions in the bill. We haven't mentioned vape pens, but vape pens are used to inhale marijuana. And so it is potential that this bill could impact vape pens. We could go to the extreme, as Senator Cruz started down the path, of perhaps some of us are a certain age when we might have used a Coke can to inhale cannabis. And not pointing any fingers.
I preferred Pepsi cans.
My point is that the way the bill is written is it really does go way beyond where I heard the author's intent was. If the author's intent is to close down what goes on in the convenience stores, where I heard that there are foreign glass brought in, address that problem. But don't address the problem of people who do need access to a delivery system for their medications if you're over the age of 18, but under the age of 21. And don't require us to have to get into a business that is not our business. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hello, my name is Bobby Saberi, and I'm a partner with Mary Jane's House of Glass.
You sit back from the mic a little bit.
Back from the mic, right, yeah. There. I'm a partner in, everybody did a really good job, too. Everybody's hitting some really good points. I don't want to double down on anything, but they did a great job. I would like to thank the committee for taking the time to discuss this complicated issue. We currently own and operate four glass galleries in Oregon, with three more opening this year, with approximately 50 employees to manage and run these seven locations. While we agree with and applaud Representative Hack for her efforts to address what we also feel is a problem, convenience stores that sell pipes to underage people. I would like to point out that is the issue, convenience stores. We hope we can accomplish this at the same time, treat adults as individuals 18 and over. We are not sure this bill addresses the problem that distinguishes between convenience stores selling paraphernalia to children and glass art galleries like ourselves. In addition, we have many employees under the age of 21. We pay a good wage, and it's a good way for individuals out of high school to enter the workforce without having to work at McDonald's or something of that nature. Also, Business Insider Magazine and Forbes Magazine acknowledges this as an up-and-coming art industry for young artists. We help mentor and apprentice young artists under the age of 21 to create this as a new career opportunity for their future. We feel this would handicap the young adults who are aspiring to be in this growing industry.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
We feel like we're aspiring young artists.
Editorial comment over here.
I don't mind, sir.
You have it in your pocket.
Yeah. Also, many of the glass pieces we have discussed are never used, but they're collector's items and status symbols. Very similar. If you took your, original Batman comic book out of the packaging, that's the type of effect that it could have on the value of these pieces. We ask you please reconsider the approach laid out in House Bill 2556. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. Okay, PK, come on up.
It's not. That's what I'm telling people, Floyd. Okay.
Thank you. My name's Pete Kramer. I'm with the Mercy Center. I started the Mercy TV, and I come to these meetings to bring it out to more of the public. With the bill that we have right here, it's to keep the paraphernalia out of the eyes of the children. And that's in your convenience stores that they could go in. The glass shops are, they show art, and they're a nice pipe. There's wooden pipes, which would your grandfather would be smoking his pipe tobacco out of. On occasion, I use a glass pipe to smoke my tobacco out of, as well as a paper or a wooden pipe. The main thing is to keep the paraphernalia out of the eyes of the children. And I believe that's at the Clark convenience stores, gas stations that may have these items. Thank you for listening and help the patient. They're not being helped by these new regulations that's happening. Thank you much.
Have
a good day. Happy springtime.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, committee, that completes our business. Representative Hack.
You might want to see if anyone else wanted to give it. Came in late.
So, just one last note.
Can you put your name on the record again?
State Representative Jody Hack, House District 19, regarding House Bill 2556, the -3 amendments. Thank you, co-chairs and members of the committee. For the record, I would just like to say that I don't want to see anybody go out of business, don't want to shut down art. I want to see folks be able to be creative and sell their art The intent of the bill is simply just to keep paraphernalia out of the hands of kids and out of the convenience stores. I met with some head shop owners, with some glass blowers, and I'm more than willing to continue those discussions in order to come to some sort of a compromise that works for all. But I certainly don't want to see anybody be put out of business or not be able to do the things that are important to them. So I appreciate all the folks that came tonight. And again, I'm more than willing to work together to come up with a solution that we can protect kids.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Senator Pazansky.
It's really more of a statement for Adam, if he could maybe check in with Legislative Council. My biggest concern is what I'm hearing, as much as the intent is to go after specific locations of type of product that's, let's say, inferior, I don't think we can get there. I think there's going to be interstate commerce. I think there's so many trade issues that we can't go in and say a particular location, such as a convenience store, can't sell this item, but somewhere else they can sell something that like that. So I just think that our hands are tied. Either you go for it or you don't go for it.
And that may, co-chairs and Senator Pazansky, that may be the case. You know, I think we all understand when our constituents come to us with a concern, we have a responsibility to them to work to protect their kids and all Oregonians. And that's who gets us here, and we have a responsibility to them, and that's exactly why I'm here.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify?
What he just said? Is it possible?
Wait. Oh, you have to come up here and quickly.
You can just let him take it outside.
And put your name on the record. Please.
Dakota Nelson. Sorry, I'm just used to the hand up here. Is it possible to rewrite an amendment like the one that was, I guess, -3 that was introduced that would make it illegal to sell pipes in an all-age location? That would encompass gas stations, that would encompass convenience stores, but would allow the stores, the traditional head shops, pipe shops that are 18 over to continue business as usual.
Probably could do that.
That would be the question for legal counsel, and so we'll have to defer to what legislative counsel could provide as to what would be defensible. I mean, it's, you know, that's...
This is something that Representative Hack will be working with advocates and lawyers to figure out.
Very good. Well, I look forward to seeing the next amendment.
Okay, thank you. That completes our hearing, and we are adjourned.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's a good chance.
Yeah, well, that's true.